91.5 WMFO Medford.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Your ghost host will be here presently to conduct you on your tour of this sanctuary for the disembodied.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. Science fiction. Double feature. Dr. X will build a creature.
Triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews said prunes gave him the runes, and passing them used lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Like a
Double feature picture show.
I'm Vincent Price, and you're invited to my party in the house on Haunted Hill, where so far the ghosts have murdered only 7 people. So won't you come and make it 8? You'll see human heads without bodies. Mysterious pools of blood dripping from the ceiling. The walls move slowly in against you. Don't try to escape, you can't.
Welcome to my ghost host, the lord and master of this haunted mansion. Inside and outside, and even between the walls of this possessed manor, are ghosts brought here from the darkest tombs of the earth. Heinous but delightful creatures, everyone. All 999 of them. We have room for 1,000. Any volunteers? Your carriage awaits to take you on your little trip through the haunted mansion. I will remain behind and prepare suitable epithets for those of you faint-hearted guests who already are feeling a certain detachment from your mortal being. Bon voyage, as we say, and rest in peace.
Guess the big guy sent me down here. I wasn't so good. Guess that's clear. When I opened my eyes, now what did I see? Dracula up in my grill yelling boo to me. Hey, he said, I'm just messing with you, man. Welcome, my own stranger. I have a plan. Let me down.
the things you do. What's up? I love. Oh! Oh! I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyhow, I don't care if you don't want me. I'm yours right now. I put a spell on you.
Astro zombies, they mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
my wall. Black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread. Dropped onto the floor, heading for the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see. Wrapped in a ball, doesn't seem to move at all. Perhaps he's dead, I'll just make sure. Pick this book up off the floor.
Where is the spider? Where is the spider?
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I am Chris, and this is your annual Halloween show. Yeah, I know it's a couple weeks before Halloween, but hey, this is my show until I come back in November, so deal with it. And I do believe it's my first live Halloween show since the pandemic. I'm trying to remember if I was back in the studio last year, and I just don't remember. Maybe some alien came down and shucked my brain out. I don't know. Well, we started as we usually start our Halloween show with some Richard O'Brien and the theme to the Rocky Horror Picture Show science fiction double feature. And if you are a fan like I am of that movie, and you watched that at the very beginning, you know that that or those are not Richard O'Brien's lips. They are magentas. Followed it up with some Larry and the Blue Notes with Night of the Phantom from 1965. He originally had done a song called Night of the Sadist, but it wasn't getting any airplay. So he figured that he'd just dub over Night of the Phantom over Night of the Sadist. And it got more airplay. Alice Cooper, Welcome to My Nightmare, off of the Welcome to My Nightmare LP from 1975. The Gold Stars with Stroll in Hell, single from Murderloff Music from last year. Some Screamin' Jay Hawkins by request with I Put a Spell on You. An OK release back in 1956. Some Jet Black Berries with They Walk Among You from the Postmodern Ghosts LP, not Goats. From 2010, released by the Jet Black Berries, it says here. Some Rocky Erickson with I Walked with a Zombie. From You're Gonna Miss Me, the best of Rocky Erickson. There's a couple of years I, I noticed that I was being given, I think it was being given 1975 and 1981. So maybe Trish can help me out with that one, because I know she's tuning in. She's on the Facebook group there, Strike the Box Radio Show on WMFO. Some Who with Boris the Spider off of A Quick One, 1966. And if you'd like to hear something and you're on the Facebook there, let me know. I know my niece Kimberly's tuning in. And let's see who else is out there. Trying to remember what I have queued up here. I have no idea. Oh, I know. If you're going to order a pizza, think about it. I'll leave you with that. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box, the Halloween Show.
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine. While waiting for her husband, Don, to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine... Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, no anchovies, please.
Thank you. The mummy. Is it dead or alive? Human or inhuman? You'll know. You'll see. You'll feel the awful, creeping, crawling terror that stands your hair on end and brings a scream to your lips. There's nothing on earth like the mummy.
You will not remember what I show you now, and yet I shall awaken memories of love and crime and death.
Now I know his horrible plan. He is going to kill her and make her a living mummy like himself.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Kooky Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Kooky Kooky, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like, help.
Checking it twice. I'm gonna find out who's naughty and nice. 'Cause Satan's got calls to make, and Satan's got souls to take. Be with you tonight, be gone tomorrow. Got no time for love, loving brings sorrow.
He's a
boogerman. I'm a devil.
He's a boogerman.
I'm a devil.
He's a
boogerman.
I'm a devil.
He's a boogerman. I'm a devil, I am. But I look like a man.
Hell, the devil's in
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Rosemary, go back to bed. You know you're not supposed to be up and around.
Is the mother?
Rosemary.
Shut up.
Rosemary.
Shut up. You're in Dubrovnik. I don't hear you.
He has his father's eyes.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal. What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy. He came up from hell and begat a son of mortal woman.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan is his father, and his...
Ooh, Miami. Dance with Death, off of the Rituals LP from Throbbing Lobster in 1981. Broadcasting here from a haunted house. We started things out, though, with the J. Giles Band with No Anchovies, Please, off of the Love Stinks LP from 1980. Some Gilmelly, I think that's how you pronounce it. Gilmelly with the Night Stalker, or Coal Shack, the Night Stalker opening. I remember watching that. The Flesh Tones with Ghoul Man Confidential comes off a compilation called Mondo Zombie Boogaloo from Yip Rock Records. Bob McFadden and Dore with The Mummy, released back on, I believe, 1959. Satan and Satan Roses with I'm a Devil comes off of a compilation called The Big Itch Volume 8. I used to know that the computer doesn't have it. I'll have to research. I thought it was 1960, but I could be wrong. And the B-52s with Devil in My Car off of Wild Planet. I think that was 1980 on Warner's. Big hello to the people that are checking in via the Strike the Box radio show group on Facebook. I see that my brother George has tuned in. This could be scary. We'll see if we can find his request. But as you know, it's the Halloween version this week. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's getting it. So let's get back to the music.
Flashing an evil whiplash smile. dancing never stops. It never stops.
He came, and who knows where he goes, Dr. Death.